McAllister.
Right.
Are you okay, Mr. McAllister?
Yeah. What happened to your eye?
I'm fine. It's just a bee sting. Simple little everyday bee sting. Some people, they get stung, it's no big deal. Me, I swell up. There's not much time left until late, period. I have other things going on too, you know?
Yeah, okay. We know.
All right, I'll be right back.
Good morning there. This is Kirsten sitting in for Ryan on the Music Savage Show. Thank you, Pete, for a really great start to the day. In you all along is the way I wake up in the morning. As I like to say, I could sleep until noon on Fridays, but I don't. I wake up to listen to In You All Along, and each week I am happy I have. I'm thrilled to be sitting in here for Ryan D and covering the Music Savage Show. I actually covered Bubbles in the Think Tank recently and was trying to think of how to spruce it up a bit from not the show, but what I was going to do. And Ryan D suggested bees because I seem to be working with bees recently. So That I did. I thank you for the suggestion, Ryan. I'm going to continue the theme a little bit on Music Savage Show, because there's so much out there about bees, and I'm going to start with a poem. Emily Dickinson. Bee, I'm expecting you. Was saying yesterday to somebody you know, you were due. The frogs got home last week and settled and at work. Birds, mostly back. The clover warm and thick. You'll get my letter by the 17th. Reply, or better, be with me. Yours, Fly.
Straight ahead before me, I see Castle Towers. Did I not know that means prisoners? Hear the sad sounds of darkness still calling hearts whose thoughts are from crying words apart. Fear no, my dear, we're gonna change all that, change all that, change all that, change all that. We're gonna change all that, change all that. Yeah, there may
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, yes, that was a set of songs revolving around bees and subsequently the intersection of dogs and bees, because yes, they are now training dogs to sniff out threats to beehives. Bees are so important to us. They're important for our flora and fauna, our food, our environment. I saw a quote somewhere that if the bees disappeared, we would as well. Probably within 3 years. And so, yes, actually Doug from WMBR sent me an article having to do with dogs that hunt down threats to bees. How cool is that? And I do tend to play that dog adoption promo because I do foster care with dogs. I really enjoy I enjoy living with dogs, but I think that we owe them a little bit of a commitment because we're not taking care of them and spaying neutering them, so how about if we find them a home? Anyway, let's get back to the bees, and I will tell you a little bit about who I just played. I started that set with Bad Marriage, Honey Bee, and I think that's originally a Tom Petty song. That is a group that was recommended by Mike Newman of Mike on the Mic. He is here on Saturdays. He sits in before Something About the Women between 9 and 11. Plays a lot of really good rock-type music and supports local musicians. And he's a big fan of Bad Marriage. After that, The Murmurs, Bumblebees, from the album titled The Murmurs. Then The Sugar Cubes, unmistakable voice, sound of Bjork. Then Tori Amos, Sweet the Sting, from The Beekeeper. Following that was Of Montreal, Happy Yellow Bumblebee. That was suggested by Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. And here we have Herb Albert in the background. I am going to go on and play some local music, but I will turn Herb Albert down in just a moment because I do have one more Emily Dickinson poem. To make a prairie. To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee. One clover and a bee and reverie. The reverie alone will do if bees are few. Now to change gears a little bit, Julie Rhodes is coming up and playing locally sometime soon, outdoor in Medford at the Medford, it's not the Hat Shell because that's in Boston. I will have to look up and see. I think it's called the CONDON Condon, but I will look that up. So this is some Julie Rhodes, and I will get back to you with the date and location of her performance.
Show up late, I miss ya. With every move you say with Your name, did you know your why I came? I'm
Okay, well, and for all of my kind listeners out there, that last set consisted of musicians who you can hear in the near future. They're playing locally, so I'm super excited about all of them and probably more, but this is the set that I picked for now. I started with Julie Rhodes, and she will be playing in Medford. It's called the Condon Shell, C-O-N-D-O-N Shell. It's on the Mystic River and an outdoor venue. She will be there on July 12th, 2018. That would be next week. So I know where I'm going to be. That was Hurry Up and Wait for You. I find Julie, I heard her play over at Atwood's. I think she's an amazing musician and wonderful performer. I found a couple of articles on her, but I'd love to interview her at some time. She apparently used to work at an ice cream store. That's pretty cool. I worked in a frozen yogurt store. Not quite the same thing. And one of the articles that I read about her talked about her beginning of really getting known publicly. And I'll just read a little bit from there. There aren't many unknown artists who get to record their debut albums partially at Muscle Shoals, with legends such as keyboardist Spooner Oldham, guitarist Greg Lies. I don't know Greg Lies, but I do know fiddler Sarah Watkins. That's very sweet. But there aren't many new singers as impressive as Julie Rhodes either. Plucked from the audience at Jonah Tolchin's show in Providence, Rhode Island, by, I guess she was the opening act, was the start for her first release. So with a voice that mixes the grit of Susan Tedeschi and sass of Janis Joplin, she is deemed to be an up-and-coming musician. I think she's there. So yes, she will be in Medford, and that will be July 12th at the Condon Shell, and I will be playing quite a bit of her here and on Something About the Women before then. After that, Bearstronaut playing at Sinclair on July 7th with Caraco. And then Allie McGurk, The Calling. She's also playing at the Sinclair, and she will be playing July 13th. So you could go hear Julie on the 12th and Allie on the 13th. Following Allie McGurk was Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. Not easy to say three times fast. Playing at Once Ballroom, July 26th. That was Reckless, the song Reckless. And it doesn't say what album that was off. It says CD EP. I wonder. Maybe it's a single. It might be a single. She also has some music on SoundCloud, so you can listen to it there. I ended that set with Sweet Wednesday. Sweet Wednesday will be at the Plow and Stars on July 15th. Desert Flower on Route 66. I love that song. I just really feel that it's moody and it moves. And I've been meaning to go hear Sweet Wednesday play at Plow and Stars for a number of months. Now they play once a month. So I'm really going to make an effort to be there. I'm very curious about the band. Is Sweet Wednesday the name of the band? Is Sweet Wednesday the name of the vocalist? Curious minds want to know. So I will go to Plow and Stars on July 15th and find out. My friends Clay and Naomi have been there, and they thoroughly enjoyed the performance. Okay, well, normally at 8 o'clock, Ryan, who's super organized and really on top of everything, has a song of the week, and it's always a new song, and it's something that whenever I listen to it, I really enjoy, and he curates the music that comes out with great attention. I, unfortunately, did not. I have a wonderful house guest staying with me right now, my friend Liz, who is a running friend of mine, and so instead of finding a best song of the week for you all, we went to the beach, so my apologies. So you will not get a song of the week at 8 o'clock, but what I will do is continue on with some local playing music. So there's a concert series at Prescott Park, and I'm starting with the Del McCurry Band. I know it's a little bit country for this show, but I hope you enjoy it. It is then followed by other bands that will be playing at Prescott Park. You can look on the calendar and see when they are all playing. Some of what you will hear, a mandolin, Orange Haze Carl, Shovels and Rope, and Steve Earle. This is Kirsten. I am sitting in for Ryan D. This is the Music Savage Show. It runs on Fridays from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. So let's listen to some Del McCurry. This might be the first time that Del McCurry's been on the Music Savage Show, so I hope you enjoy.
Crying on my pillow, weeping like a willow, looking at a deeper shade of blue. This ain't the first time I've seen the blues. This is the worst kind of pain I ever knew. It's a heartbreaking love taking without you, looking at a deeper shade of blue. This is the worst kind of pain I ever knew. It's a heartbreaking love taking, aching without you, looking at a deeper shade of blue.
each lonely night. My blinded heart and these binding chains are gonna make a loner traveling onward out of me. I'm just a rambler called for constant change. This constant sorrow follows me all of my days.
Cold lover's walk.